Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And we are actually in a miracle moment with you. You know, this is, okay, we're in the middle of this amazing eclipse energy coming in. We have so much to talk about, including a very powerful manifestation process that we're going to give you. We're going to all do it live at the end of the show. Make sure you stay with us for the whole show. However, this is our first broadcast after moving to Tosa Blue Mountain, Ecuador, and Shri and I are giggling. Guys, no accident. About 55 minutes ago, we lost all power here on the mountain. And my beloved Shri jumped into a vehicle, ran and borrowed a generator. And so we literally just hooked back up to our wireless, which is the only thing functioning here right now, about 10 minutes ago.
So we have our Wi-Fi. We are here with you right now.
We are ready. We are open.
and we are indeed guided. And beloved ones, it's such an amazing time. We're in the energy of a retrograde. We're in the energy of the new moon eclipse. We're in the energy of the solar eclipse. We are just energized.
We are, and I know you are too. Now, guys, we are going to be talking a lot about the solar eclipse. We're going to be talking a lot about how you can manifest and flourish through this extraordinary time. However, remember, we are live. The phone lines are open. And if you want to get on the air with us, call 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, remember, if the lines are full, it just means that it's your turn to get on as soon as we say hi to somebody else. So if you call in and you hear a busy signal, hold on to that number, 888-627-6008. Now, Shri, I think we need to open up with a big thank you.
Absolutely.
Big gracias, a big we love you, and we are so excited about the miracle.
Well, let me just offer you context here. As Kira mentioned, we just arrived to Tosa Blue Mountain here in beautiful Ecuador, and we are in the Andes Mountains right now at about 7,500 feet. And what I want to share with you is it's been a long, strange trip. Indeed.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
having, as you know, last month, a fabulous tour through India, coming back to Uruguay, to Terra Nostra, packing up all of the sacred art and objects and training supplies and all of the goodies, getting to Blue Mountain here. And our beloved Sue, our Tosa administrator, was in Uruguay with us.
And she had just gotten back from India herself.
Absolutely.
She had only been home in Maine for maybe, 10 days max, I think?
And so we were all going through everything needed to get moved from the packing. You know, that's a big job.
I think you guys all know what moving is about, much less moving across a continent. I mean, we literally moved from the tip of South America all the way up here to the equator.
And we have our beautiful family members, which includes Bodie, Buster, Briella, and Henry.
There is Henry. And now for those of you that have been on our newsletter list, you may know that yesterday we sent out an appeal to help us save Henry. And we have our beloved Sue still sitting here right with us. And because we really want her to share with you a little bit about what has gone on. But here's the good news, guys. We want you to know that as of about 20 minutes ago, we have saved Henry in record time. And so we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the beloved community of self-ascension. You guys are the most amazing miracle presence on the planet. And Sue, I just want Sue to jump in and share a little bit with you about what this poor woman went through over the past 48 hours.
Oh, my God, you guys. Henry is such a love and such a jewel. And when I arrived to the airport, everything was going smoothly and flowing beautifully until I got up to the ticket counter. And no compassion, nothing. Henry was already, he was in his crate. The baggage was being taken care of. And then I got the news. We have bad news. You can't bring him with you. He's 9 pounds overweight.
Nine pounds.
And think about how much overweight luggage goes on a plane. And he was in this gorgeous kennel. I mean, we had already invested, guys, close to $1,000 just to get him ready to go on the plane with Sue.
Oh, my God. And I tried everything humanly possible to appeal to them, to the person at the counter, the boss, the administrate everybody, and nothing, nobody was budging. And my heart broke. It was the hardest thing I had to do. And I have to be careful because I'm going to go into tears right now, was to leave Henry behind.
Yeah.
And it's okay, Sue. Sue, as you guys can tell, Sue was really traumatized. And Shree and I, see, we were all on different flights because in Ecuador, we can only arrive with two animals. So Shree and I came with Briella and Bodhi, and Sue came with Buster and Henry. And so we were in the air and had no idea what had happened until we arrived in Ecuador.
And the thing, I got the email from Sue saying that Henry had to be left behind, and now he was all alone. His family had left. And
all of his playmates had left. I mean, it was really traumatic for everybody.
And we were fortunate that the gentleman who handles our transportation in Uruguay is
Newble. And those of you that have come to Terra Nostra know Newble. He's an amazing, beautiful man.
Well, he just stepped right up and he said, I will solve this. And he's been driving all over the country to get fresh papers because the papers are for a specific flight time. And he had to get new vet reports.
And we were on a time frame because there's certain immunizations required that have to be within a 10-day window. And this is why we were on such, we have 3 days literally to solve this. And then we got the news that it was going to cost $2,500 just for the plane, not including all the other costs. And that's when we, Sue and I and Shree, sat down and we said, you know, we're flat out, you know, we just moved. We just got back from India. We've just had all these other things. How are we going to save Henry? And so we sent out an appeal to the beautiful family and community of Self Ascension. And for all of you that donated, we will be sending you our thank you letter this afternoon. And of course, we thought, how can we say thank you immediately? And so everyone who donated can take 100% of that donation, not only and receive a tax deductible receipt if you want one, but you also can go in. And if you gave a $50 donation, please receive $50 in home study courses. Whatever it was, please take advantage of the home study courses. And I think Sue wants to share a little bit about her appreciation as well.
Oh, my God. You guys are so amazing. My heart is so big around everyone right now. The love, the support, the well wishes for Henry, the support for all of us. Truly has touched my heart, and thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are truly a blessing to this world. Thank you.
The community of Self-Ascension has really modeled miracle presence in this retrograde. It's just such a fabulous example for the world.
And that's just where I wanted to, you know, offer a moment's reflection. The retrograde energy has been very present. We've noticed a number of things have had to be done twice.
I'm sure you have too.
We've noticed that sometimes we have to just hold the course, which is really good training. You know, when you say, I'm going over here, and the world at large says, no, I don't think so, you have to say, no, I'm really going over here, wherever here is.
I'm really going here.
And then things will tend to line up. And so that was the experience we had. And this retrograde obstruction of allowing Henry to go to his true home was really heart-wrenching. And yet the miracle of the community of Self-Ascension to come forward and say, we'll all help. And whether, you know, small donations, big donations, we're all helping. We help each other.
And those of you that couldn't donate financially but donated with your heart and your love, we bow before your divine mastery. And this is the stage. This is the energy that will multiply 1,000% this week. There is a divine presence in action. And again, everything is coming together this week, right? There's a lot of things that might look scary. There's a lot of things that are happening. And this is, again, why you want to stay with us for the entire show, because we are going to be doing a phenomenal presence activator at the end of the show, and a way to offer you the tangible energy of divine manifestation. This is a beautiful moment. I mean, I'm just smiling here, Sri, that an hour ago, we didn't even know if we could broadcast. And within 25 minutes, a miracle occurred. People we've just met in the past 48 hours loaning us their generators.
Well, and here we are with this example again, that the technology of the outer world can fail, but the human heart can be counted on.
Can prevail.
And can prevail. and so, yes, a person down the road said, sure, I have a generator. Please use it. And it's such a wonderful thing to move to a new community and receive that kind of support.
And loving presence. I mean, people responded within minutes. It was amazing. And we just moved here, guys.
And so we're talking to you courtesy of a Honda generator.
and a lot of love. And I think you guys can feel that. And again, you know, we really, with all my heart and soul, Sri and I bow before all of you for assisting to create this miracle around Henry. And we actually went a little bit over our goal, and we're going to be using the additional funds to assist with some of the rescue organizations that are going on around here. And so your loving kindness in the energy of the retrograde and the energy of this eclipse. I mean, that's the other thing is, you know, look at what happened. Sue went through this fascinating trauma. Henry is currently, he's being cared for, but we know we've been sending him lots of loving support and energy. And yet the blessing is that not only is Henry coming in, but all of you, all of us have the opportunity to embrace the energy of true service.
And the energy of service is part and parcel of what we are co-creating in this new earth energy.
Exactly.
And this ties in a bit to the eclipse. So let's just pause for a moment and recognize that each of us has a history, and that history includes the belief systems, the activities, the roles we played, the contracts, the karma, all of it.
All of it.
All of it. And yet we are at a threshold moment with this eclipse energy. It's an apex moment.
Now consider that. What is that apex? What does that mean? It means that there is a moment of profound power coming this week. And there's a lot that's happening with that profound power.
Now, with power comes great responsibility.
In every way.
And the responsibility is to be clear.
Yeah.
To be clear, where does my heart lie? Where does my authenticity direct me to be, to do, to say? It is our authentic energy, that which arises from deep within, that will guide you through the times of distortion and chaos.
And because it's an apex moment, and because of the energy that's coming forward right now, remember, all energy is neutral. So energy responds and creates based upon how it meets the planetary thought body and how it meets your divine presence. So along with the opportunity for incredible miracle manifestation this week, there's also the opportunity for the exact polar opposite. The key is how you navigate this, where your heart and your divine presence lie.
And so to navigate things in a wholesome manner, to navigate things in a way that supports not only your own enhancement, but the greater good of all beings who are co-creating with you. The key is, in order to do that, we need to know where our heart is. We need to know who we are and what is healthy and right and appropriate for us. Now, when I say those things, healthy, right, and appropriate, what I'm saying is what is aligned with your highest good?
Absolutely.
And our highest good always is in a compassionate interaction with all beings.
Yes.
There is no such thing of win-lose. There's no such thing of, well, if I succeed, someone else will fail. That is not the paradigm of the reality of the cosmos.
Mm.
We are at the ascension escalator apex August.
Yeah, we are. And remember, guys, here we are in 2017. We are 2 years into that 2015 through 2022 period. And this is a very powerful experience that will really shape a lot of what's coming in the next few years.
Now, and we're going to talk more about this a little later, but I just want to give you a preface that the eclipse moment is an opportunity to take a quantum leap forward with your positive vision, with your dream of what you're holding for yourselves. And that dream, what is the responsibility that is upon you. And I said, with this awareness, with this energy comes responsibility. Your responsibility is to sit with your dream today, right now,
in this moment, and
to get clear. Am I visualizing what is truly the highest harmony and the highest good? Can I improve upon the first thought that comes to mind?
Yeah.
Because as we move forward in a way that is truly grounded in love, surrender, and positive, passionate action, then the universe can really launch us.
Mm-hmm.
If our dreams are built upon an egoic reality that is based upon us versus them, or polarity, or someone must lose in order for me to win, if you're based upon that paradigm, then what you're going to get is more chaos, conflict, and confusion.
Well, because that's attached to the planetary thought body that has all the fear. And let's face it, guys, there is so much happening geopolitically that it's easy to get caught up. You know, we're not going to talk about all of the manifestations of polarity that have happened over the past few weeks. Your heart has already, you've already experienced what you need to experience around that. What we want to share with you is that there is a call to passionate action, and there has been the demonstration that when anger meets anger, it only infuses anger, and that through passionate action and presence, you become a miracle presence of divine light in the center of the storm. Remember, in all storms is that quiet center. And we have been globally navigating that. We came through that. Remember the 4x4? That was preparation. So here we are at that moment where everything we prepared for has built to an apex. And, you know, we have a lot more to share about that. But I was thinking about the apex, that our lines have been full for a while. I know there's lots of people that also want to get on the show today. Maybe we should take a moment and say hi.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, we have a first-time caller standing by on line one.
So love it.
Let's welcome Will from Alabama.
Namaste, Will. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to share gratitude for everything you do.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a lot of questions, but of course, none of them really matter. But I was just wondering if Kira would give me a mini soul reading.
Oh, Will, you know, first and foremost, I just want to share with you that I love you so much. Your heart is amazing. From the minute you said hello, there was like this energy of your heart that just jumped right out, and you carry this beautiful, it looks to me like a crystalline rainbow energy. And it comes out of your heart and it flows out in many different ways. You have this extraordinary ability to have diversity around you in many different things. The key is that what I'm hearing so clearly around you is it is your time to be discerning even more. That what you have given so freely has been not always received in a healthy manner. And that in the moment right now, it's about honing your discernment. And they're saying that fear not, for all the lessons are coming together. And it is time for you to move forward without that fear, but to keep your heart open without inviting in that which would be less than wholesome. And that's what they want you to hear right now. I see you. It's funny. The other thing they're showing me is you're like walking, not that you're walking on water, but you're walking through like this beautiful creek. And I'm seeing like all these really shiny stones, but they look very crystalline and the water's very clear. And they're saying your path is clear and the flow is yours to claim. Stay in the flow and keep your focus, keep your heart in its place, and all will resolve. And so it is, my angel. I am honored to meet you.
Thank you so much. Keep up the good work, guys. Okay.
Thank you, my love. You too. Many blessings. Namaste.
Oh, very nice indeed.
What a beautiful being. I love that.
Well, beloved, we're going to keep going here. Let's head to line two and welcome Lisa from Colorado.
Namaste, Angel. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to be on this call with you, and I'm so happy to hear about Henry. I definitely supported that for you guys and held you in so much love and light. And of course, this has been a very interesting time frame for me as well, and I would love a mini soul reading.
Oh, Lisa, you are such a gem. You know, I'm just, my heart is just like, wow, you know, everybody that's calling in today is modeling such incredible divine energy. And first and foremost, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you with all my heart for your love and for helping us with Henry. I pray that you will come to Blue Mountain and meet him in person. And what I want to share with you right now is that it's funny that you're online too. I'm digging that a lot because you're resonating right now with the energy of two, but you're resonating it with the energy of this mirror image. It's like the two is the one. And what they keep saying is that when you look in the mirror of any other being, see yourself and learn from that. Remember that their heart is doing what they need to do to assist you to stay awake and not lose your way. And they're saying that some of the lessons that have come your way recently may have been challenging, and that it's important to sit down. And I'm really glad you got through today. And really look at the higher wisdom. And then by the time you dive into the eclipse, and make sure you stay through the end of the show to do the practice we're going to teach. By the time you dive into the eclipse, it's like all of that is your apex and it's going to blossom. And then they're showing me you, and you look like a sunflower. And the reason they're showing me a sunflower is they're saying that everything getting ready to blossom will have like a million seeds, and all of them are yours to choose from. And they are all ready to bloom once you decide to germinate them. And so I'm really grateful you got through today. Last thing I need to share with you is they're saying, do eye gazing in a mirror, because remember, you're this mirror image energy right now. Time for you to look into a mirror, gaze into your eyes, and just keep saying, I love you and I am ready for you. And so it is, Lisa. I love you and I am ready to be one with you. Many blessings.
I love you both. Thank you so very much.
You're so very welcome. Namaste.
Well, big hug all around.
Yeah.
You know, I just, every time we get rolling with these beautiful callers, I'm reminded that the entire world is built on love.
Yes, yes. Remember that, angels.
The entire fabric of the universe is built on love. And there's been so many miscreations of consciousness. And when I say miss, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean the diversity of our creations and historically, universally. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The ability to bend light, to create all kinds of experiences.
Let's do it, babe.
and there comes a point where as we awaken to the truth of our capacity as a creator, we go, well, I'm going to just create something ever more glorious, ever more happy, ever more loving. I've done enough of the other stuff.
And look where we are right now. We opened up the month with that huge, stunning lunar eclipse. We're right into this retrograde energy. This is a time of miracles, my angels, even when initially, I don't enjoy that we went through this process with Henry, but yet the greater message was that so many of us came together. And how many of us right now are having experiences in our lives that are saying, wait a minute, I get it. I see it. And this is part of this retrograde. It's the opportunity to see the greater gift. And everything that's happening right now, building up to this eclipse, is offering you the opportunity to see the greater gift. So, Sri, let's see the greater gift. Let's just keep going in order.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line three, and we'll welcome Monica from Ohio.
Namaste, beautiful Monica. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I feel so grateful you took my call today. I'm just overwhelmed with feeling today, and I think it's joy at all the miracles that are happening. And I did pray for sweet Henry and his golden eyes to find his true home with his family. So I'm glad he's there. I've been feeling extremely, I don't know, very emotional, as you can see. I think either I'm processing a lot of things on behalf of a lot of people, or stuff is coming up from my own soul. And I actually wrote down, it's going to be kind of funny, but four things that I wanted to talk to you about, and they're not going to make any sense, but maybe they will. So one is fruit flies. The other two is a jealousy pattern from other lives. And then three is the now and the soon to be now. What does that really mean? Is there no past? And then four, about soul trips and sojourns that we need to take on our own, but maybe we need to leave behind others. Thank you.
Oh, Monica, honey, feel my arms around you. My arms are so wrapped around you, my angel. Just come right here. Just come into my arms and just allow yourself to be safe and to relax and to know that you are at a divine moment of breakthrough. Everything you just asked really comes into one beautiful energy around you, my honey. You are safe and you have done so much work. And Archangel Zadkiel has always said it the best. Past lives are just that. They're past. And this is why there is only the now and the soon to be now, because it allows us to see the space between the space, our eternal nature, our quantum presence. It lifts us up to the highest mountain where we see the divine in form in every action, every experience, every moment. And so, my love, my angel, I want you to take in a deep breath. Please bring those beautiful hands to your heart. I want you to take in a deep breath. I want you to let it out the sound. And I want you to recognize that you're ready to break through to the other side where there is the divine presence of you in divine flow. And around you right now are all these beautiful archangelic presences. And they all keep saying the same thing. Come fly with us. Come fly with us. Be free from that which seeks to rob the truth of who you are, and come fly with us. And my angel, Monica, I already see you flying. And so relax, rejoice, because truly it is a joy. It's the joy of knowing that everything that no longer serves you is releasing. And the one thing that I can assure you is that the more we release and make space, the quicker and the faster the new comes in. And it's your time. I love you, Monica. I'm so glad you got through today, honey. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you, Kira. Namaste and welcome home.
Thank you, my sweetheart. I look forward to welcoming you here at some point. Many blessings. Oh, Sri, my heart is just surrounding all of our beautiful callers and this beautiful energy.
Absolutely. And I'm touched and grateful for the sincerity of an open heart that's willing to share and communicate. And how often in our lives do we reach our threshold moments?
Yeah.
Because we are on a spiral path of expansion. Mm-hmm. And periodically we need to take that leap of faith, that leap of trust, that leap across the known world into the new world of our soul's manifestation. And that ties in so beautifully with what's coming here tomorrow, is that it's an opportunity to leap forward for those who choose to be awake, aware, and trusting.
And part of that forward leap is the ability to manifest miracle presence rapidly and quickly. And we're going to be spending a lot of time on this in the second half of the show, because it's extremely important. We know, angels, we hear you. We know there have been some really horrific events that have happened on our planet over the past week. And I wish with all my heart we could tell you that we're beyond it, but we're not. And I know deep within your heart, you know that too. But what we are is ready to move forward with a presence that will have an effect on everything else that is happening that is the opposite of that. The gift that you can give yourself is to ignite that within you that is carrying that wisdom so that you may ignite others. And this is a gift when there is so much, let's just use the word terror, because that's what's out there. What it will do is invite people who may not have otherwise woken up. They will wake up through that. They will say, wait a minute, where is the heart? Where is the humanity? And the Lost Books of the Essene, I know Sri and I have talked about this quite a bit, and you can find them on our website, shriandkira.com. Many years ago, they talked about this moment in history, and they absolutely said there will come this time where for many, your dark ages will not look that dark, and it will wake up many people, and they will start saying, where is the heart? Where is the humanity? And in that moment, the legions of divine ignited light beings will arise in their divine truth and shine like a beacon. And you, my angel, are here right now as a beacon. You wouldn't be listening to this show if the capacity to have that divine presence was not already waking up or fully awake inside of you right now.
Well, that is true. It is your heart and your soul that have guided you to come forward. Sometimes we make up stories of why we're doing things, you know, what we think we're doing, but the greater wisdom inside of us is helping to conspire to put us in front of folks.
Woo-hoo!
And put us in energies and situations that's for our highest good.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, before we take our break, let's take one more caller. We're going to head to line 4 and welcome Roman from California.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Hi, Shrinkara. First, I'm so glad about Henry. I learned about it yesterday, and I'm so glad he finds his home, his way home, and that's just another miracle. And that's really, like, very incredible time. I'm going to call it incredible because it's so intense, and I can feel it, and I have, for the last few months up to now, so many challenges, challenge to stay in my center, and it's one after another and one after another. And it's stay center. And it's really, and I know there's more coming up. So at the same time, there's this challenge and coming at me, and I'm sure everybody else, on some level are feeling it. And on the other side, there's a presence of eternal life. I cannot see it, but I start to feel it somehow, somewhere, that eternal life, that no matter what the challenges are, it's like, you are still here, you are still alive, there's something. And I have this, coming at me, recently, this, ancient Egypt, energies, from, Horus and Isis, and I was just hanging out on my balcony and see the scarab, the 2-time Comanian flying right next to me. I look online, and it was like a sign of staying eternal life from the ancient Egyptian. So there's like so many signs, and so there's this dual thing, eternal life and challenges, and if you have any insight about how to navigate between these two and go forward with this, I'll be so glad.
Oh, Angel, you are such a beautiful being. As you've been sharing, I've seen all these lifetimes of yours just flashing. I'm seeing you as a priest. I'm seeing you as a king. I'm seeing you as a servant. I'm seeing you, like, all these different lifetimes are just transiting around, and I'm seeing them, and I'm seeing them. And the message, the greatest message is I then saw you on what looked like, not a ground, but it was like you were on a wave of light, and you were trying to find your balance. It's like your feet are on this wave of light, but yeah, you're it's like, okay, it's like you're surfing. It's like you're trying to surf this wave of light, and you're like, okay, I want to make sure that I'm stable, that I don't fall. And two things that I'm hearing for you. The first one is, there is a practice that we had in our book 2012, You Have a Choice, called the Living Ankh practice. You need to be doing this practice. And just send us an email. We'll get that practice to you. I don't know if we have it on our website, shriandkira.com. I don't think it's listed there right now. But anyway, it's called the Living Ankh practice, and it might be there. Just go to shriandkira.com and look for it. The other thing is that for you, it's about relaxing and realizing, okay, as a being of eternal life, as a being of eternal presence, then in this life right now, how may I have the greatest impact in the way that I am expressing myself? And they're saying that knowing that you can draw on all the wisdom and all the blessings that you have had over all of these lifetimes, it's time for you to decide, How will I make the greatest impact? What would bring me the greatest joy in this lifetime right now? And they're saying all these other beings are coming around you to remind you that you have a vast arsenal to choose from. And my throat is getting clogged because your truth is still not being shown enough. And they're saying, sit in quietude, go out in nature, drink a lot of water, float in water, and see, feel, and know the truth of who you are. And from there, everything else is going to come forward. And so, my angel, I am honored. I bow before your mastery and I gaze at you with divine namaste and say thank you for being on the planet right now. Many blessings, angel.
Thank you so much, Srinkara. Thank you very much for all you're doing, and I will follow these tips. Namaste.
Namaste. Many, many blessings.
Beloved ones, let's all take a deep breath.
Whoo, hand to heart.
Hand to heart, a smile on your face.
Indeed, we have so much more to share.
We're going to take a little station break. Stay tuned for these messages.
And also a very important announcement we're going to be making.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everybody. We are delighted to be with you. And speaking of the Self-Ascension Classroom, for those of you that have donated your loving support to Henry, you are free to make a selection from that classroom as well.
Yeah, just go find classes equal to your donation, and please, please, please let us know. Send us an email to support@selfascension.com, and we will get those right to you. And again, beloved community of Self-Ascension, this is an apex moment. We're at the apex of this powerful eclipse coming in tomorrow. We are in the energy of unification. We opened up this month with this extraordinary lunar eclipse. We moved into this powerful Mercury retrograde. And remember that the god Mercury, right? A lot of people often forget this, but the god Mercury is actually the god of finance. He's the god of deals coming together, of things manifesting, of messages, of delivering messages. And this retrograde is very much about the energy of the ascended Mercury. And here's the key. It's just like the energy that's being used this week in the apex moment. You can dive into the ascended energy of Mercury during this retrograde, or the polar opposite, which is going to be more of the densified energy of the Mercury retrograde. And at any point, you can lift into the ascended one. And this is why we're talking about it. This is a magical, magical August. Remember, it is the month that came, and it's a big one, and it focuses energy now all the way to the end of the year, right? From August, those of you that have been following our videos, and Sri and I are going to be putting out another video later this week on YouTube, a follow-up August video. So you're going to want to look for that. If you're catching us in the archives, it's probably already up at Official Sri and Kira. Just go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and grab the latest video. But if you look at the graphic we gave about August, you're going to remember that at the end of July, we showed this graphic where we came back through kind of that circle of storm energy. And then there was this arrow energy, but it was in dots and it was big, big, big in August and kind of, fine tuning itself, coming to a very focused point by the end of December. So harvest the blessing of the multitude of manifestations and miracle energies that are happening right now and will continue all through the rest of this month. That's a gift that you can claim for yourself right now.
Now, I want to offer you a little two-minute lesson on miracle energy.
Please do.
Because this energy is always available. It arises from your soul. It arises from the truth of the universe. However, the key to understand, and one of our callers brought this up about there's only the now and the soon-to-be now and past lives and all of that. Hey, do you remember the Back to the Future movies?
And, boy, I sure do.
And I think it was the last one where Doc comes in his time machine and he's looking through the garbage and he's grabbing banana skins and this and that. And he's putting them in the engine that will propel him to the future.
Right.
Well,
right.
I want you to just remember that and smile at a moment. Everything that's gone before, all of the garbage of your life will propel you to your dreams.
I love it. I love it.
Now, the key for you to take the quantum leap so that the garbage becomes fertilizer rather than just stinky stuff.
I love it. It's the ultimate compost, isn't it?
The ultimate compost. In order to do that, we need to release attachment, and that means forgive yourself for all that's gone before, forgive others. They did the best they knew how.
Absolutely.
And to just smile at everything that's happened and say, okay, I'm good with this.
Yeah.
Let's move forward.
Let's move forward. And this is the gift in front of all of humanity right now. We are at a divine moment of clear choice, are we not? You know, that's one of the gifts of the energy that's presenting on the planet right now, is that the choice is pretty darn clear, right? There is a sense of movement. And if you're living in the third dimension, that movement is very transient, very dense.
Tends to recycle the same stuff
over and over. And if you're gifting yourself with saying, okay, I'm going to ignite an energy that will lift me up through the third dimension so that I can be experiencing this in the fifth. And my loves, this is what the yoga of self-ascension will do for you. It will ignite the art of ascended living. And I can't stress enough, if you have not yet signed up for our free 12 lessons of light, please, please, please do so. It's right there on our homepage, official Sri and Kira. You can't miss it. It's right there. It says lessons of light. They're free. They're our gift. And they will assist you to bring the yoga of self-ascension into your life so that you can begin to practice how you can live effortlessly in the fifth dimension. Now, last week, we started talking about the gossamer force field that's happening around the crystalline grid right now. And this is very important to reconnect with in this moment, because with this gossamer force field that is being now fed by millions and millions and millions of beautiful beings of crystalline light, not only on this planet, there's an infinite number outside of this planet, but the gossamer force field has anchored very beautifully. And as you connect with the gossamer force field, and if you don't really know how or you don't remember what I'm talking about, go listen to last week's show. Please, 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 because this gossamer force field is stabilizing the crystalline grid. And this is why the yoga of self-ascension is assisting so many to anchor outside of the densified realm. Because when your energy reconnects with the divine mission of your soul, you anchor in the fifth dimensional experience and miracles happen naturally. And your mind can be free and safe to relax the quote unquote need to know and allow and respond to all of the gifts or the markers along the way that assist you to manifest.
And speaking of assisting you to manifest, we're delighted to announce that in alignment with the Yoga of Self-Ascension, that there is an upcoming...
Okay, wait a minute. Drum roll. This is the big announcement we've been threatening for a couple of weeks that we're so excited about.
Well, I'm going to preface it. here at Tosa Blue Mountain, there are 25 acres of amazing land.
And we are actually in the Andes Mountains and blessed to have what looks like a pyramid of the mountain as Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary.
And this particular sanctuary was well known by the indigenous peoples of thousands of years ago. They left behind petroglyphs, markings, matates, carved rocks.
We have spirals that are just incredible, and we're just so blessed to be custodians of this.
And so we offer that as with a smile, because other beings whose hearts were awake to spiritual guidance felt the profound energy here and honored the energy through their presence and acknowledgement. And so we have decided that we too will honor the energy here with presence and consciousness. And our announcement is that early in January,
set your calendars, guys, we're going to start with a profound New Year ignition ceremony and process. And anyone that wants to come to Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary for New Year's, you are welcome to be here.
And we're going to open the place up and receive visitors and guests. And then following that celebratory moment,
balancing moment on the equator at a moment where the humanity, remember, the energy of August is going to focus to December 31. And this is why, this is part of why the universe called us to leave way down South America and make our, what we know, our final anchor here on the equator, this heart energy.
And this energy is like a girdle of loving support around the planet here on the equator. And that we're also going to be offering a beautiful expanded Avesa training.
Ooh, now we're excited, guys, because we have not taught a live Avesa program in, oh my goodness, 4 years, I believe, maybe even five. And we, not only are we going to be teaching, if you've never learned Avesa, you want to come. The first day will be a refresher for those who know Avesa and a certification for those who want to learn. And then the next 4 days will be expanded crystalline experiences that will offer you tangible healing techniques, tangible personal techniques if you want them, and the ability to anchor beyond the fifth dimension. We're going to go all the way through. We're going to do 5, 7, 9. This is going to be an incredible experience. So stay tuned to Official Sri and Kira. We're going to announce all the details this by the end of the week. And mark your calendar. Come join us.
Now, the thing that I want to offer to you, everybody knows we need to do our healing work in order to move forward. But what we know is that there's a faster way.
Yeah.
Of course we need to do our healing work. However, healing sometimes is a recycling of old pain.
Yeah.
Versus doing the quantum leap, versus accelerating your vibrational field, resolving through healing what needs to be resolved, and anchoring in expanded consciousness.
Yeah.
That's the energy of Avesa, the bowing to the infinite source that resides within us.
Absolutely.
And this Avesa training has got some new teachings that are applicable for anybody who is out there working with people, or anybody who just wants to grow.
To live effortlessly in the fifth dimension and beyond. So again, a lot more coming in around this. And we really want to share with you, and get ready. Stay tuned, guys. You're going to want to be creating a nice sacred space. We're going to guide you through a powerful ceremony that will assist you to really call in the blessing of that eclipse tomorrow. And whether you're catching this live or in the archives, you want to start using this beautiful thing we're going to teach you. I would use it every day. I would use it every day for the rest of this month at minimum, and watch the miracles unfold. And, you know, speaking of the miracles unfolding,
we've got more people standing by.
We have more people.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to go to line 5 and say hello to Julie from Iowa.
Welcome to the show, Julie. Namaste.
My life has taken quite the turn. I left a relationship, moved to a new house, and actually went to Italy and had a profound past life experience there at the Colosseum. And I just so much is going on, and through it all, I know I've become clearer and clearer and clearer on my dream for my life for my highest good, but ultimately for everyone else's highest good, because I have so much love coming out of me. I can barely contain it. And, past life experience included, then my divine counterpart that I met like 2 years ago. And I just want to know if you have any words of wisdom or mini soul reading, anything for me right now as the cyclone approaches.
Well, Julie, yes. Thank you for asking. First and foremost, welcome home, my angel. The word that keeps coming in around you is home, sacred home, that everything that has transpired over the past few months and the timing of that. Remember, this was happening as we were leaving that energy of the center of the storm, coming back through into divine flow, reigniting, reintegrating. And everything around you, there's these beautiful, beautiful beings, and they're in a circle around you. And there's, I was going to say there's 12, but there's more than 12. It's like there's an inner circle of 12, but then there's more circles. It's like there's 12 circles of 12. And they all keep saying the same thing. Welcome home. Welcome home. We have missed you. You are ready. We are here, and it is time to fly. And so it is, my angel. It is your time to fly. And I am just so honored and grateful to share this moment with you. Thank you so much and many blessings.
Thank you and blessings to you as well.
Namaste.
Oh, beautiful indeed.
Yeah, totally.
Each of us, as we trust our hearts, we are guided to places, persons, and situations that serve the awakening.
Absolutely. And the key is to just always look. We may not know it in the moment, but when something happens, there is a higher reason, and to hold that energy in our heart.
Absolutely. And speaking of holding it in our heart, we're going to go to line one and say hello to Debbie from New York.
Hey, Debbie. Namaste. Welcome, angel.
Hi, it's such a blessing to have you in my life. It's been really a light and guidance. You just bring beauty and peace with you. I appreciate that. I've been, in one sense, I'm probably stronger than ever, but in another sense, I'm just feeling, the word that's coming up is lost, and that wasn't a word I was planning on choosing.
Yeah.
I
see it, sweetheart. I see it.
It's like I felt that I have all these communities, and there's all this love, and yet I feel alone. Like I don't have I don't feel that here on this earth plane there is like physical people who really have my back. I'm my mother's primary caretaker now, and when she left for Florida in December, I thought she had at least 3 to 5 like good quality years, and she came back really not well. And bless you. And I'm exhausted. And
yeah. Go ahead, honey.
It's like I would love to like be more in contact with you and be on the miracle team, but I don't. And I've wanted to do this for 5 years, but I'm also EMF sensitive, so it's hard for me to like be in contact in this like high tech world, and I'm looking to find home, like a physical home here. I mean I know I have my body, and I know I have, you know, that I'm one with God, one with the divine.
You are, Debbie, and I'm going to jump in. I'm only going to jump in because we're running out of time, and I do want to give you the blessings that you are asking for, and we also want to make sure we give this process to you and everyone else. So here's what I want to share with you. You are on a journey that is truly getting ready to go to the next level. And this is why you're feeling this way. And so the key is, it's when you feel this way the most that you want to keep putting out that foot and you want to keep walking forward. And the whole time you've been talking, Archangel Raphael has come in around you and they all keep saying the same thing. And I know it's going to sound really simple, but I want to offer it to you because it will work. And it's the mantra of self-ascension. They're saying every time this comes forward, every time you start feeling this way, immediately call forward one hand to your heart. And whether you're saying it out loud, whether you're saying it to yourself, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And say it, say it, say it. The also, a strand of 108 Rudrashka would really help you, along with a small Shiva eye agate. And if you don't know how to get that, write us support@selfascension.com or go to malasforascension.com. But those two small, inexpensive tools would help you dramatically. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And Debbie, I promise you there's another side to this and you're within just a few months of getting there. So stay the course and know that you are doing really well. And we love you, Angel. I'm really glad you got through. Many blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Love you
and so,
too.
Beloved ones, we want to guide you through a process that will help turbocharge your creative capacity, especially with this eclipse energy coming tomorrow.
Now, remember, tomorrow you only want to focus on what you want to manifest. You want to let go of anything negative. Get it out of there today. Go, 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 and use this practice. And we're going to do it together right now. And then we encourage you to keep doing this practice as often as you feel called the rest of the month and especially tomorrow.
So it begins by getting settled. Wherever you're seated or standing, just give a little wiggle, get comfortable in your own body. And now take a deep breath in. And now on the next breath, I want you to let it out really profoundly. And as you let it out, I want you to just say, I release all attachment to the way it was. I'm releasing all attachment to the way it was.
And shake those hands, move your energy.
Now, if something comes up for you when you make that declaration, you get to do that a two or three times more, but we're going to move forward. Breathing deeply, feeling the trust in your own sacredness. Lift up your left hand and gaze into the palm of your left hand. Activate that hand. You feel the energy growing there. Feel the tingle. As you stare into your left hand, you say, this is my soul. This is my energy. And all that has gone before is here. All that I have experienced, all the lifetimes, all is part of my wisdom and my gift to the universe. This hand is the moon. It is the reflection of the light that is. Take a deep breath. Lift up the right hand. Gazing into the right hand, you say, this is my vision. This is my future. This is my positive service. Feel, sense that vision now. Feel the sun shining into that hand. In the left hand is the moon, the past, the reflection. In the right hand is the sun, the growth, the vision. You feel the difference in the energies. Palm to palm now, the hands are facing each other. Very slowly bring them together as these energies intersect, holding the vision of where you're going and what you're claiming. Begin to rub the palms together, build the energy. I am a divine creator and I am claiming this vision now, rubbing the hands faster and faster and faster. And as the heat builds in a moment, you're going to take in a deep breath. You're going to point the palms outward to the universe to clear your path. Let's do it now. I accept this future now.
And breathe and feel the energy pulsing through you. Feel the universe supporting you. Feel your auric field igniting with miracle manifestation. You are the energy of the eclipse. You are ready to manifest. You call in the lunar eclipse with your left hand. You call in the solar eclipse with your right hand. And you unify with the divine gift of miracles. You are the blessing. And we love you with all our heart. May this apex moment bring only love, support, presence, and the gift of miracles.
Beloved ones, as we come to a close for today, I invite you to simply breathe, trust, and know that all is truly well. We'll see you live next week.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.